For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Logan Miller. I'm joined here today by Margaret Wimborne, who is the Director of Communications for District 91. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
So first, we've got some elections that are coming up. Can you tell me about those levies that are for the voters?
Yes, in Idaho Falls School District 91, our supplemental levy is up for renewal on Tuesday. The supplemental levy has been in place for more than 30 years in our district, and the amount hasn't changed until since 2003. But the levy provides critical funding for the district. The bulk of that money, it really helps with teacher salaries, just so that we can stay competitive and bring the best high-quality teachers to our district.
Awesome. And so you guys have said that this levy's been here for 30 years. How else has this levy been important for the district in these 30 years?
Well, it just provides a critical source of funding, provides sort of that stopgap between what we receive from the state and what is required to run the district. And we've had tremendous community support for the levy over the years. As I said, it has been in place for a long, long time, and it is just up for renewal. Those supplemental levies come up for renewal every 2 years, so we put those to our patrons, and they have an opportunity to go out and vote to renew those.
Okay, and how does this supplemental levy affect the voters?
Well, with levies, the money generated for levies is through property taxes, but our school board has taken a number of steps over the last recently to reduce taxes for D91 patrons. They really take that role as stewards of taxpayer money very, very seriously. So last summer, for example, they refinanced the bonds that were approved in 2012 to build several new facilities. Those were refinanced, resulting in more than $2 million in savings for taxpayers. And overall, our tax rate has really dropped in the last year. So our board, as I said, has taken a number of steps to reduce those taxes for D91 patrons.
Really cool. All right. And so what is the process for you guys when it comes to coming up with these, with maybe not this levy in particular, because this is a renewed one, but of levies that you guys have had in the past and things like that, how does that process go through you guys?
Well, the board, as I said, takes its role as being stewards of taxpayer money very, very seriously. So they, look at the district needs, look at the district's budget, and then, the levy might come into play. But again, this levy has been in place for a long time, and the amount of the levy has not increased since 2003.
All right. So is this the only levy that's here for District 91?
In District 91, this is the only levy that's on the ballot. It's just a vote to renew the levy that's been in place for a long time.
All right. And then can you tell me where someone can find info on how to vote on these levies and where they need to go to do that?
These elections are overseen by the Bonneville County Elections Office, so the best place to go for information is to contact the Bonneville County Election Office or go to their webpage. On their webpage, you can find a copy of the ballot. You can also find maps of sort of polling places, or you can contact them for more information, but that would be the best place to go.
Okay, and then let me shift gears here. So when it comes to other things that are happening for District 91, you guys also are looking for new superintendents. Tell me how that's going.
Our board is in the midst of a search for a new superintendent. Superintendent Boland, who has been with the district, has been superintendent for about 15 years, is retiring at the end of this school year. So the board has contracted with Idaho School Boards Association to help them run that superintendent search. That search started earlier this year. They have reviewed the list of candidates. They have done reference checks, and they have identified five candidates as semifinalists. They're going to do one more round of interviews with those semifinalists next week, and then we'll identify the finalists, and those finalists will be invited to come to Idaho Falls later this month, March 29th, for final interviews, and then they'll also have an opportunity for a meet and greet with our parents and patrons, students, and staff.
Awesome. So really quick, just because I kind of want to get an idea of what the superintendent does, what is a superintendent for a school?
Well, a superintendent is really in charge of overseeing day-to-day operations in the district.
All right. And then you said that the current superintendent has been here for 15 years and has announced his retirement. How has he done in his position?
I think he's done a great job. Superintendent Boland, especially in the last few years, has really focused on improving the facilities in the school district. We had a number of aged facilities, but with that bond that was passed in 2012, we were able to replace several elementary schools and make upgrades to other facilities. Also had a focus on sort of integrating technology into our schools, and that, you know, has played a key role in the last year during this pandemic, as we've had to, you know, do some remote instruction at the end of last year and then also do online learning on Fridays during, you know, much of this year.
Right. You know, this has been a really tough time for schools recently with COVID. And how important do you think that this position is now with people that are trying to fill in this position? And what do they have to do to continue to make District 91 a great school district?
Well, I think that, you know, a superintendent, you know, in their position sort of leading the day-to-day operations of the district, it's an important position no matter what the conditions. I mean, we're always facing different kinds of challenges, so it's always a very important position, you know, as far as, you know, taking care of day-to-day needs, but then also looking forward to the future and anticipating what we need in order to be successful and provide our students with the best education. So it's a critical position.
All right. Have you noticed, either with you or with anyone else, what anybody is expecting from the new superintendent?
Well, we did a poll, a survey early on in the process. Our board reached out to our parents and patrons to, you know, get some sense of what they identified as the critical qualities in a superintendent. So some of the qualities that our parents, patrons, and staff identified as the most important in our next superintendent was fostering community relationships, positive community relationships, has positive experiences dealing with conflict and problem management, and then also has a strong background in curriculum, supervision, HR, team building, and also budgeting and school finance. So those were some of the characteristics that our parents, patrons, and staff thought were important in the next superintendent.
Awesome. All right. And then can you tell me real quick just how important you think both, I guess, these levy elections and the superintendent search are for the school district?
Well, the levy provides critical funding to the district, so it's a very important piece to us for us to be able to continue providing the services and the level of an education that we currently provide. And then the superintendent is a critical post in the school district. As I said, they are in charge of sort of those day-to-day operations and then work very, very closely with the board as far as developing and carrying on the vision for the district.
Awesome. All right. Is there anything else, any more info you'd like to give me before we sign off here?
I just appreciate our patrons' ongoing and longtime support of the levy. We would just encourage everyone to get out and vote on Tuesday. Polls are open from 8 to 8. And again, for information on polling places and any other questions about the election, patrons can just visit the Bonneville County Elections Office or the Bonneville County Elections website.
All right. Thank you so much for taking the time to interview with me. I appreciate it.
Thank you.